Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to share with you just some real, authentic, deep conversations that I've had with my roommates specifically in the past few days as we journey through Lent together, and how that's impacted all of our spiritual lives through the different things that each of us have decided to do in this time of Lent to grow, and the things that we've decided to do together as a house is a period of time to grow together in that as well. So let's begin in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach us how to pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this day, the gift of the sunshine, and the gift of the opportunity to come together with our family and our friends, with our peers. Mother Mary, wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So just a few things that we've decided to do this Lent. One thing we've decided to do as roommates is attend Mass together twice a week, daily Mass specifically. It's something that each of us had a great joy and consolation in as college students. And since entering adulthood, we have struggled to find that consolation in our daily lives. And so using Lent is a great opportunity to jump into that and hopefully form a habit that will carry beyond Lent. So we attend Mass together twice a week in the evenings and start our evening routine off with Mass. And it's been such a great and beautiful opportunity to grow together. And then one thing that I'm doing, my own personal choice for Lent is I've given up secular music, so I'm only listening to Christian music. And in this, I was wondering why I was so drawn to that, because it seems so simple and a little silly. But I think I'm drawn because I have such a great desire to recognize the presence of Christ in my everyday life, not just in moments of prayer or moments in the church building itself, but within all the things that I do throughout my day. I just want to recognize God's presence in all of those things. First thing that comes to mind when I say that is specifically my workout. I've really gotten into going to the gym with my roommates, and I've enjoyed that as a personal growth thing, but also so many people talk about working out and using it as a way to glorify the Lord. And that's really beautiful to me. And I never really thought about that, but thought maybe that if I turn off the secular world while I'm working out, I can use it as an opportunity to elevate my mind to the presence of the Lord. Such a non-prayer-centered thing, I guess. And I don't even recognize now that I'm listening to music per se, but now I have the opportunity to offer my workout for a specific person or a situation that needs extra prayers or needs extra graces. And that's really beautiful to me, and it's new, and it's still developing and still working, but it's a beautiful opportunity. Another thing I've noticed is the greater sense of silence in my life because I choose to not listen to music, solely because I don't want to listen to Christian music anymore. I can only take so much of it. But silence in my car to and from work is an opportunity to just spend those 7 or 8 minutes that I'm driving with the Lord. No music in the shower. I have that opportunity to just spend those 15 to 20 minutes just in the presence of the Lord and with Him as I start my day or end my day. And one that I've always, that has been a habit before and I continue doing is while I'm brushing my teeth. I always tell people that brushing my teeth is my four favorite minutes of the day because I love brushing my teeth. But I think it's a beautiful opportunity of mindless activity that I can take and elevate my mind to the Lord and to His presence. And so last night, my roommates and I were talking about how our desire for Sunday Mass hasn't been there and how we've struggled in that and how we want to have the desire to attend Mass on Sundays. We talk about how we want to attend Mass out of a desire for the Eucharist instead of an obligation because of what we are asked to do as Catholics, and how we hope that will be deepened through attending daily Mass more. Our desire for the Eucharist will grow, and how we've already seen changes in that in the first 2 weeks of Lent. And so there's been this desire or this push towards pondering on the hiddenness of the Lord, and that although he's present, he is hidden. And I think of the tabernacle, how the tabernacle, we can see the beauty of the gold house that holds our Lord, but the door that's shut and his hiddenness in that, and how God's hiddenness, I think, is a greater calling to seek him and desire to seek him and desire to know him more. And I think back to a time a few years ago when I had several personal struggles in my life, and I wasn't praying because I knew the Lord wanted to heal me, but I mentally and emotionally was not ready for it. And so my solution, although silly, was to just stop praying altogether. And I went to confession with a priest, and I told him, I was like, Father, I don't even have the desire to pray. I'm not praying daily, and I don't have the desire to do so. And he told me, he said, sometimes the best thing we can do is ask for the desire to pray. And that solution was so simple and so beautiful to me that I think in these periods of spiritual dryness, whether it be we don't want to go attend Mass, we don't want to pray every day, whatever form it comes in, the simple prayer of, Lord, give me the desire to go to Mass, to seek you more, to pray more. I feel like a prayer that I come back to every time I pray, specifically journaling, is give me the desire to seek you and to know you, Lord. So I kind of wonder if this hiddenness and this push towards the pondering of the hiddenness of the Lord is his push to deepen my desire to seek him. And so then I encourage you to look at what moments in your life do you have that you can elevate your mind to the Lord? What moments do you have that you don't necessarily recognize or know the presence of the Lord in your life? And what are ways that you can take a step back and take those opportunities to elevate your mind to the Lord? And what people are journeying with you? Who do you have in your corner that's going to walk with you through that spiritual dryness? Who's going to encourage you to deepen that desire? And how are they going to get you there? And how are you going to help them get to where they want to go? So let's close in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of yourself. Give us that courage and the strength to seek you and to desire you more. To help us to see those that you have placed in our lives, to journey with us as we journey with them. Mother Mary, come and wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son, as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.